welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
All right. We're here on the podcast. We had a little hiatus.
Hello.
We missed last week because I had to party.
Party all the time. Party all the time. Party.
We are now quarantined, COVID-19, coronavirus 2020.
Or AKA recovering from surgery.
I'm self-quarantining myself just because I want to stay home because I'm tired.
It's a good excuse.
It is. Well, it also makes me feel better because I know that nobody else is going out, so that I don't have to be left out.
Man, what a difference a week makes.
Yeah, everybody's just going out.
Last weekend, you went out 24/7 every night of the weekend.
I know. And I paid for it all week. I was dead tired for a week.
We went to see Dancing with the Stars.
I know.
No quarantines there.
I went to a bachelorette party. I went to Dancing with the Stars. I went to a friend's house. I did everything. And no naps. That's why I'm tired.
And no virus yet. Knock on wood.
Now, well, a lot has happened in the last week.
Yes.
The Bachelor finished.
Oh, what a cluster muck.
Well, that's very political of you. Politically correct of you.
I don't say bad words.
Yeah. So
I'm mother.
Yeah. Should we talk about The Bachelor? Should we just roll right into it?
Yeah. I think everything that can be said about that cluster muck has, but we can talk.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost, I feel so bad for them. They are overshadowed by Corona and everything.
I know.
It's just
and
over.
People were already done with them.
I know. It's just, they're just done.
The climactic finish wasn't climactic at all, except for Barb.
Barb.
What a crazy.
Does anybody want to be Barb? Does anybody want to be Barb's agent? She's looking for one.
My God.
She is here.
I mean, that is the mother-in-law we all know and hate.
I will be really sad to not get to imitate her anymore, though.
Bring her home. This is what dreams are made of, Peter.
So.
It's like, hey, Mom and Dad. Peter, oh my God. He just walked in the dang door.
Yeah, that cry that makes you do that.
Yeah, like when your grandma dies. Yeah, that's the cry you do. Not when Peter comes back from The Bachelor for 3 weeks.
And Bud Jr.
Yeah.
They all are upset. So I guess we'll just say, because you're right, everybody's probably already seen everything. He picked Hannah Ann. We'll just kind of go over our favorite parts. So he picked Hannah Ann by default.
Yeah, because I think he thought Hannah Ann was leaving too. Why did Chris tell him that?
I think she was. I think she really was going to leave. And then I think Chris Harrison said, well, you're the only one left. So then she was like, oh, okay. I think she was going to,
because there's something they just glossed right over.
I think she was going to make a big finish.
All that drama.
Because she never wanted to be with Peter in the first place either.
No, she went along with the scripts as the producer gave them to her. Like, okay, here, you be the little champagne bitch. Because we're going to steal the champagne. You're going to be the bitch about this. Then it was, okay, you need to learn how to cry and share your feelings more. Yeah. Peter likes that.
Yeah.
Okay, all of the scripts she's been following right down to the end.
Yeah.
Where she tells him, you stole the one thing I can never get back.
Yeah.
Exact lines that Melissa Rycroft used.
Yeah. If you don't remember, Jason Tardik is the one that's dating Caitlin Bristow. Jason, whatever.
Yeah.
From way past.
10 seasons ago.
He was the bachelor, the first bachelor to do the switcheroo.
Yeah.
He was the first.
After the rose ceremony.
Yeah. So he picked Melissa Rycroft, who was Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, by the way, side note. He picked who also went on to win Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
He picked Melissa Rycroft and then at the final rose did the switcheroo and picked Molly, who
is the second place girl.
Yeah, the second place girl who he's still married to and has kids with. So.
Yeah. And Melissa Rycroft sat on that stage.
Did the whole speech.
And I believe all of that was real. None of that was scripted.
No.
But this show.
Because we were the only people watching it then.
No, I don't think so. I think Bachelor had a big following. It's just. The producers just got too big-headed and thought, we're going to make this our way.
Well, I think also, I think there is a whole new cluster of people that are watching The Bachelor that did not used to watch The Bachelor. There's like a generation, us included, that's been watching forever. And then there's a new wave of people that have only been watching since like Becca, Colton.
I think you're right. And they don't know what reality it really was.
And we've seen it. We've been there.
Believable, as ridiculous as it might seem, that people would fall in love after 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was very believable.
And they weren't going to be famous after. Because after, right. It was like they were just gone. It was like they weren't on any shows. They weren't
exactly.
On, they and were just
no
married.
Instagrams. Yeah. No modeling contracts or.
Yeah. So anyway, back to this. Hannah Ann did what was told of her. She never wanted to be with Peter anyways. She was trying to boost her modeling career, I think.
Exactly.
She was there for all the wrong reasons.
She showed up at Peter's after the rose ceremony, which was so scripted and forced. She shows up on both their parts.
Yeah.
Because, of course, he's like, okay, well, she's the only one left. I love her! And then she shows up at whatever house he's occupying with a photo booth in the hallway. Like, she already knew what was going on.
Yeah. Well, remember when Ari did the breakup with Becca?
Yeah.
He's the second person to do the switcheroo. This Peter, the third, is the person.
The producers are just pulling shit
from
the past.
This is the third switcheroo. Yeah.
Because Peter's got nothing.
Right.
They had a blank nothing.
When Ari did the switcheroo, it was with Becca and Lauren, who now he has baby Alessi. With Becca, she was so excited to see him.
Yeah.
She
didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
This was all scripted, rehearsed. They probably had a rehearsal the day before. Let's rehearse how this is going to go, guys. Yeah. So she walks in, looks like she just dragged herself out of bed.
Well, to
greasy
me,
hair.
That wasn't even supposed to be the climax. This is just leading up to the climax of Barb telling off Madison. That's why I think it was so kind of like brushed over. I thought it was so fast.
It was like, because they drug out that Becca and scene, Ari thing for 2 nights.
Yeah. And they were like following her around the house, remember?
Yes.
And it was like silent and it was like shaky camera. Like it was like the Blair Witch Project.
Yes. This was like she walked, she sits on the couch, she looks at him, he looks at her, and it's kind of like, yeah, well, you know how it's been. Yeah, well, you know, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I still have love in my heart for Madison.
Yeah.
So then they finally break up. She gives him back the ring. She says, you took the one thing away from me, which is a proposal, which nobody thinks The Bachelor is a proposal, first of all. If I saw somebody,
especially if it's scripted.
Yeah. If I saw somebody later on that was like, I got proposed on The Bachelor and then we broke up, I'd be like, well, that wasn't a proposal. That wasn't
real.
Yeah. TV. So they break up.
But they managed to write her a very good script because she brought in the fact that he loved Madison, he loved her, and Hannah B. brought them all in together.
Yeah, she did a great job performing her lines.
Yes. I mean, because I don't think she's that swift.
No.
She's not that great of a of a thinker and an arguer, I don't think. I mean, I don't know her. No. They didn't portray her self.
If Sydney got up there and said a speech, you would know that was coming from her.
Yeah, because she'd have been like, let me tell you something, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I don't think she made that up either. So then Chris Harrison takes it upon himself that he has to go get Madison for Peter.
Yeah.
Which I was like, Peter doesn't have enough balls to even go get Madison himself. He has to send Chris.
They hadn't even been texting or talking or anything. It's like, yeah, Chris, you know, we've been in touch and I still, you know, have feelings for her.
I think I might have heard that they had on something.
Oh, well, I didn't think that was made very clear, except
I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, Chris Harrison goes gets her. And of course, her Christian selfless answer, he says, Hannah, Ann, and Peter broke up. And she goes, is he okay? I was like, come on. Please.
No, he's upset. He lost the only one that would have sex with him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Victoria F.
Yeah.
Dang. Boy, her and Barb would have had it out. That would have been priceless.
I know. She would have been like, I can't. Really? 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 So then, he tells Madison, you need to come back to get Peter. And she's looking at the ground. The whole time she's looking at the ground, every time she's on camera, which is very frustrating to the audience. I don't know if you noticed. It's like, that's why they had to have that scene where their like faces are touching each other. Yeah. She's like trying to get under her face to see her face.
So dang close.
She's sitting there with her hands over her face, her hands over her eyes the whole time he's talking. I'm like, you're on TV. This is not your own personal like.
Yeah.
Breakup. This is a TV breakup. I need your face to be in the shot, please. So then they go back to Hollywood and they make Peter face the fence. They say, okay, Peter, for this scene, you're going to be facing the fence, okay? And action. And then Madison comes clopping up the sidewalk and he turns around. And did you think when he turned around, it looked like a cheesy, like 90s comedy, like,
yes,
sitcom? Like, he like turns
come
around.
And knock on my door.
He turns around. He's like,
we'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like
just like he looks like John Ritter.
He does.
Oh my gosh, that's a revelation.
So then Madison comes up and he's like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "I heard you guys broke up." Never once does she say, "I want to be with you." By the way, at least I didn't think.
No,
she just said, "I'm here because y'all broke up."
Yeah,
and he was like. He never said, I want to be with you either. He never said, thank God you came back. It was just kind of like, they were like,
I fast forwarded a lot of that. I can't stand to watch his lips move. And then he hugs and gets on top of them in a kind of awkward hunch. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
It is very weird. It is a very weird hug.
Yeah. And the first thing, what was he wearing with the pants?
The pants and the cuffed up
pants. I heard
that
on another podcast, but I was thinking it right when I was watching it. Like, is that the style?
A wide cuff pant with sock and a tall boot. Like, almost capris.
And he's like 6'2" or 6'3". He's not a short. Just think, why is he doing that?
Maybe his pants were too short.
He looks like a weirdo. I mean.
Yeah. And the lead gets a stylist, for the record.
I would think.
The
so
girls
maybe that's
don't.
What I was thinking. That's a new trend?
No. The girls don't. That's why her eyelashes look like that until the final rose when she did get a stylist. Just so you know.
Well, and she didn't get a hairbrush either. Because, geez.
So,
she needs to brush that thick, unruly mane.
She needs the Kim Kardashian thing on her hairline also. She has a two head.
Very small forehead.
Yeah. Well, it's not that it's too small. It's that it's like, it's too much on her side.
Her temples.
Yeah, her temple needs some more skin. Just saying. We're being a little picky there, but but I mean, if you're going to be on TV. So then they hug each other. I don't know. And then we go back to the final rose.
Yeah. And then you see Hannah Ann come out.
Yeah. So Hannah Ann comes out.
And she looked really good.
She looks so pretty. I think she lost some weight. Or she lost some baby fat in her face.
Yeah, she did age a little bit. Yeah. She's not so teenager.
Yeah.
She went through puberty, maybe.
I think that, I mean, if you have a baby face, a lot of women, I think, do have that kind of like, she does have a baby face.
Yeah, she doesn't have a
but
lot
you
of
don't get
jaw
a,
structure.
You don't get a baby haircut with a baby face.
Yeah.
She had that little bob.
Yeah.
And then she's wearing like those crop tops and shorts. I'm like, you look like a 12-year-old. Like,
yes, exactly.
Anyways. Another,
but she looked good.
Yeah,
she got a weave.
Yeah,
so
and she was wearing that pretty red dress, and she had a little bit of a tan. Like,
yeah, she wasn't so pasty.
Yeah, which I mean, I'm very pale too. But if I'm going to be on TV, I'm going to get a tan.
Well, either that or you know, work the contrast. Wear don't wear a little white little house on the prairie dress.
Eyelet crop top with jean shorts.
Anyway,
so she comes out and tells Peter off that you stole the engagement from me and all of that stuff.
And he's like, I know. What have you got to say for yourself, Peter?
Well, and Barb is in the audience clapping for Hannah. So the entire time we're at the final rose. So this is after the engagement, the breakup and all that. There's a side screen of Barb in the entire every conversation of her rolling her eyes. Well, for Hannah Ann, she's clapping, her hands in the air clapping.
She's got tears in her eyes.
Cheering for Hannah Ann as she comes out. Which,
My daughter! Yeah. How's my daughter?
Which,
Hannah Ann better be thanking her
which is
lucky
very,
stars.
Very similar to Kelly Dodd. You hurt my daughter! My daughter!
But at least it was her daughter.
True. True. Just the accent was very similar.
Yeah.
So she tells him off. Barb is clapping to the sky. Peter is bumbling over his apology.
He's just a teenager that doesn't know what happened to him.
I think he's thinking, can I get a producer in my ear? Like, you guys told me what I was supposed to say, but now I forget. And so you guys, I need to know what I'm supposed to be saying right now.
You're killing me, people. Help me.
Yeah, exactly.
Even my mom is clapping for Hannah.
I know. So, yeah. So then Hannah Ann gets off stage. I guess they just kind of ended with
bye-bye.
Yeah. And so then the lovely Madison.
I think she was waiting to be named the next bachelorette.
I know. And then they screwed her over and picked Claire.
Yep.
She would not have been a good bachelorette. Oh, she doesn't have enough personality.
No. But
she can recite lines. She would be a girl version of Peter. That's what she would be like.
Ugh.
So anyways, so Madison comes on stage. Somebody fixed her eyelashes. Thank God. They just put, a little bit of mascara on the top. No, none really on the bottom.
Yeah. And they didn't separate them with a tweezer.
They did some eyeshadow. Like, she was never wearing eyeshadow. She was just wearing like gallons of mascara on her lashes.
Yeah. No eyeliner.
Which for the record is a very juvenile thing to do. Yes. I did that in high school.
I know.
All of these people are 12.
You never looked like that in high school. You were always a professional.
Well, but I remember thinking like mascara was the most important part of your makeup routine. And clearly we need other things than just mascara. And so so Madison comes on stage and Chris Harrison. So side note, we go to Barb's side screen. She's being recorded the entire time. She's rolling her eyes. She's obviously disgruntled at the sight of Madison.
Yes.
And so Chris Harrison asks, I guess, what are you guys up to? Or I don't.
Yeah. What's been going on?
Yeah. And so they kind of.
So this is the first that Barb and Bud or whoever.
Dad.
Hears that they're dating, right?
I believe so, yeah. They're because they hadn't really seen each other except for that
that one time by the pool,
I guess,
when he turns
and so I guess they kind of say that they both say they love each other. They both say this is a hard journey.
They're going to see what happens.
They're going to see what happens. And so, but the most exciting part is they let Barb say something. They mic Barb. Thank goodness. And so Barb is mad because Madison made them wait 3 hours when they were at the.
Well, first she said, he's just going to have to make the mistakes and learn from them.
Yeah.
Or something to that. Which is like, what do you think about this, Barb? And that's what she said.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. She right out the gate.
No shame.
Woo.
Yeah. So she's mad because Madison made her wait 3 hours to meet her.
And then didn't want to meet him.
And then said she never wanted to meet him.
I can agree with that.
Well, I heard on, I listened to a million podcasts. I heard on one of them that, I think it was Nick, that it takes every bachelor shot, it takes them like 2 hours to set up their cameras and their lights, especially if it's at another place.
Yeah.
They have to do all the microphones on everybody. Yeah. And then Madison and Peter were talking face to face down in the ground, when they were like talking on each other.
In the bushes with the,
with the gnats. Yeah. So they were talking. So I don't think that even is probably Madison's fault. If it is, it's part of the show. It's like, this is not a Sunday at your hometown in California.
And she was just messing around and decided to go shopping and leave them
this is
for
the
3 hours.
Where everything is dictated by not her. And so, and then, she just said that I asked her if she loved my son and she said no.
Yeah.
And so all of those things. And then
she's not here for you, Peter.
Yeah.
She's not here for you.
Yeah.
I love when she said, this is not only about Peter.
Yeah.
This is about me.
Yeah.
It's like, you go, girl. And I don't think that was scripted.
I don't either. I don't think Madison knew that Barb was going to say anything.
No.
Because the way she looked, how she was sitting, like running her tongue around her mouth, so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then Barb asked the dad, Chris Harrison says, Dad, what do you think? And he's like, oh, this is my time to talk?
Yeah.
I haven't spoken in 35 years. And so she tells him under her breath, I heard on Twitter, something in Spanish that said, make me look good, say something bad or something like that.
Help me.
Help me. Yeah.
Yeah. help me out. Say
and
something
what
bad.
What did the dad even say? Like, we just know Peter and we know.
Yeah, I don't think he said anything bad. Not like she did.
Well, I think Barb was, I think Barb was just in her feelings. I mean, you can say whatever you feel about. I think you can say whatever you feel about your kid's spouse. I think it's a little harsh on national TV.
Well, I think it's a little harsh because she only met Hannah Ann once.
True.
And to compare the two, and Hannah Ann is the one for you.
Well, yeah.
That think, line, that's that. All of that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
And for her to have so much airtime, that I have to give credit to the producers. They should have had her on more.
That was a golden nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had to make her hate Madison some kind of way. And I think at the vow renewal, she liked Madison.
Yeah.
So that's all manipulated too. Yeah. I'm not buying a whole bunch of
it. I think these producers are rocket scientists.
I think they're evil.
I think they're geniuses. I think they're geniuses. I don't know how they can manipulate all the situations that they do.
And make it turn out like they do.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, so then Madison and Peter are going to make it work. Are they going to see what happens? And then that was Tuesday. And on Thursday, they broke up.
They broke up.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, dang. I do want to touch back on
shucks.
On Bud Jr. and Bud Jr. Jr. talking.
Oh, goodness. Can you? I mean,
he said, Peter, she doesn't have sex. How are you going to live your life like this?
She doesn't go line dancing, Peter. What's going to happen when everybody goes line dancing? What are you going to do?
Peter! Peter! But I thought that was so funny. I thought that was a pretty...
How old is Junior?
20? I don't know. 24?
I mean...
Same age as Madison?
Found the more nerdier person in the world, the brother.
Well, I thought his answer was pretty legit. Because it kind of made sense, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a brother conversation. Hey, man, she's a virgin? Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you who likes to screw four times in a window.
What are you going to do?
The biggest nerd that's so excited to sex all the time.
That's exactly why.
I know.
Don't you know?
Exactly.
That's like a nerd that becomes a doctor, and then the girl's like, oh, a doctor. And he's like, you want to come over? And I have to, I don't want to be vulgar because you're my mom, but I'm going to because it's worth it.
I've seen a lot.
There could be a reason it had to go four rounds.
Oh.
Four really fast rounds.
Hmm.
Because he's never seen a girl before.
But think about, like, let's think about the season with Hannah B. How much did you hear Peter talk?
None.
Zero.
I know. We didn't.
When Luke P was acting up and doing all of his shenanigans, who stood up to him?
Tyler. Jed. And Tyler. Remember Jed. When they stood up to him around the
yes.
podium?
And Peter was standing backed on off. The side? Peter's in the back.
Yeah.
It's like, there you go, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's never spoken in his life without his mother's consent and exactly. direction.
When they went on, when did they have a one-on-one?
At the windmill.
But that was the overnight.
That's it.
I mean, it's like, how did he get to where he was? And then they decide that he's the next bachelor.
I don't know. I think because he's a producer's dream that they could manipulate him to do whatever they wanted. Because Nick Viall said on his podcast, when he was the bachelor, they would tell him, I want you to do this, this, and this. And he would say, if it didn't, he would say like, no, I don't want to do that. And so they would say, okay, well, will you do this? And he'd be like, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, I hope the producers have figured out that it's been a bust of a season.
Yeah.
Because Peter was all over the place.
Yeah.
He never knew what to do, what to say. He said the wrong things to everybody.
Oh, I will say Hannah Ann's best line was, little confused Peter. Or what did she say?
Indecisive.
Indecisive or? Peter. Yeah. Something like that.
They wrote that for her. Yeah. Good script.
That was funny. The whole time.
Good script.
The whole time, Peter's so confused.
Gets a tattoo with the date of the first date with some girl on his body.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm done with Peter. I'm done with him. I'm glad, the corona came out just in time. Now the Bachelorette can't.
I know. So the Bachelorette has been postponed. And I also heard that it's going to stay in the States because they don't want to travel international just in case, which we decided already was fine.
Yeah, because they could go to a lot of fun places. I mean, let's face it. They went to all the way to the other side of the world in Australia to see The Rock. They could do that in
Colorado.
Arizona.
Yeah. Grand Canyon.
Exactly. And probably not have as many gnats flying around their head. They could go line dancing anywhere in the South.
Yeah.
They could go to Texas and line dance. I mean, they could.
They can do the wrestling thing any state.
Yeah. And then the daredevil stuff, like jumping off the, you know, a bungee off of somewhere.
Yeah.
They could do that in Colorado. Yeah. There's a lot of
They
places.
Could go off the side of that building in Chicago.
Yeah.
In that glass box.
They could make it. They could make it work. I don't think that's a big deal.
No.
But I do think a big deal is I saw, and you were talking about it too, a list of some of the bachelors that they knew, and most of them are under 30.
I know.
She is 38.
I know. I don't think that that's the official list.
I hope not.
I think they had a bunch of people picked out because they thought it was going to be Hannah Ann or somebody on this season.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about it. They don't just start casting today.
Yeah, yeah.
They start casting the whole year, I'm sure. And so they probably are like, oh, that's why they said, if you're elderly, if you're a senior citizen.
Yeah, when is that going to show? 2 years from now, they'll be dead.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, so we are excited. I'm excited for Listen to Your Heart. I want to see.
It depends how they work that.
Well, I want to see the guy with the ponytail, and I want to see the rocker girl. I like that there's going to be people that don't look like Hannah Ann.
Yeah. Not Miss America.
Yeah.
High schoolers.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I heard they also canceled the Summer Games Bachelorette.
Canceled it or proposed it? Wait.
What happens during the summer?
Postponed it.
Postponed. I heard it was canceled, but I only saw that in one place, so it might not be true. They might be waiting.
I mean, how long does that take to film?
I don't know.
I didn't even watch the last time they had summer or winter games.
That was kind of fun, because I like the challenge part of
it. I didn't watch it because
It was the winter.
I think I was watching the actual Olympics.
Did it play at the same...
I kind of think it did.
Maybe it did.
Because it only plays on NBC, the Olympics.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
ABC wanted to show something.
You're probably right.
Anyway, shall we talk about other TV?
Yeah. Bachelor is just done. Thank God, Peter. Go away now.
I know.
He's coming back. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, Big Brother something.
Yeah. Well, they let Grocery Store Joe go on.
And Grocery Store Joe was voted out first round.
So they might as well let Peter on.
And he has zero personality.
Yeah. True.
Oh,
so
goodness.
We've been watching
Peter on Dance with the Stars.
Have you been watching Below Deck Sailing?
Well, I'm trying to.
That's my favorite show.
My recorder, for some reason, cut it off in the middle before the Jersey guys got to going this week, so I didn't see the best part.
Yeah, it's the best show on Bravo right now. Close second is Summer House, but I love it. I think it's so good.
Man, okay, I don't agree with that, but I love Summer House.
It's way better than Vanderpump.
Vanderpump's getting a little bit stale.
So, like you said, they have the Jersey Shore on the sailboat. First of all, I never want to go on a sailboat. The whole time, they're just like crooked.
The whole time, they're trying to walk without falling down.
I know. I think it would be fun to go like on an excursion on a sailboat.
Yeah.
But to stay on a sailboat?
Yeah. And they're to crooked. Have all your activities on the boat.
I know. They're crooked. So, they have the Jersey Shore, and all they want to do is drink and get crazy, get loud. And so they're taking shots and all this stuff. But they do... They do get off the boat. So they get off the boat and go to a nightclub.
Oh. So, and they pick up girls to bring back to the boat.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I've never seen that on Below Deck.
They bring girls back, and they bring a DJ back. And they ask Parker... So, you know, there's all the other drama throughout the day, but this is the good part. They asked Parker, can we bring a DJ? And he says, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And Parker knows absolutely nothing.
Because it's night shift, and Parker's on the night shift. So Parker's by himself with the blonde girl. What's her name? Madison?
No.
I think it is.
It's Courtney, right?
I don't know. Okay, whatever. He's with the blonde girl. She's the only she's the only stewardess up.
Yeah.
So he brings back the DJ. They bring back all these girls. One of the girls throws up on the ground.
Oh, I saw that.
They're all screaming and dancing and drinking and all this stuff. And then they want food. And she's like, well, we have like chips and like, you know, snacks.
Yeah,
and
this he was is
like,
not an open restaurant.
Yeah, he was like, no, we want like real food.
Like so a she diner.
She goes in the kitchen. She makes grilled cheeses. She makes quesadillas. She's cooking for him.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like so upset and so like overworked. And she's like, well, I'm not going to wake up Adam because he's like insane. He already hates her. And so
he hates everybody except Horseface.
I know. And so, yeah, that was all the drama. And it's to be continued.
Well, I'm going to try to record it when it plays before the new one Monday, and then I'll catch up. But for talking sake, I'm sorry I missed it. But it's I did okay. see the previews with the puke, and I was thinking, they can't even walk with shoes on that deck, and they got puke on the deck?
I know. Well, and also, to go along with the Jersey Shore, that Madison girl, I'm pretty sure her name's Madison.
Okay.
I don't know. The blonde one.
Yeah.
She's
the American.
Yeah.
All the others have accents.
Yeah. Sierra's American.
Which one's Sierra?
The redhead. Paget's girlfriend.
Oh, Paget. Yeah, but Paget's not.
No. She's serving him drinks and stuff, and one of the big guys picks her up and, like, does curls with her, like, holding her, and she goes, please put me down, and he's picking her up, and he's like, she's like, please put me down, please put me down. He's still holding her. Like, she says it three times. Then she walks off. She's super upset. She cries, and he goes, she won't do anything about it.
Oh.
And she cries.
They're going to get in trouble on the show.
I know. So... and she goes, I guess the producer says, like, are you going to do something? And she goes, no, we're trying to make money. I'm not going to get the charter guest in trouble.
Well, true.
I know. I feel bad for her. I mean, good thing he didn't, like,
try to rape her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm trying to make money. So it was really good. And yeah, Adam and the horse face girl, Jenna, are still together.
Yeah.
And she's like, so goo goo caca over him. And he's kind of like, I think he likes the attention, but maybe not her.
Really?
Yeah. He's participating, but she's like, in all her confessionals, she's like, I really like Adam. And he's like,
best day of my life. Yeah. I saw that before my.
Yeah. Well, he said something. He said, if it was up to her, she'd be in my bed all night long every day or something. He was like, but I need to pump the brakes or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I did see that.
Yeah. And Paget likes Georgia. She's singing the guitar and playing for him on the patio.
Yeah. Paget needs to check himself if he wants to stay a couple. But the other girl, what's her name? Sierra?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem jealous.
No. She said this is how Paget talks to other girls.
Perfect girl for him.
I'd love to have my cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
So.
But they're in Greece and it's a beautiful place.
I know. So.
I wonder if they've got corona going on.
Probably.
Not right now. They filmed already.
Yeah. So let's talk about Summer House.
Summer House. Okay. You might have to refresh my memory.
So Hannah is breaking up with what's his name?
Armand.
Well, she's not technically breaking up with him because they're not dating.
Right. Because Armand says, we're just casual.
Yeah.
So she went on a date with Luke.
Yeah.
And they went to this gaming
like arcade,
but it was really
a basement,
like amusement park kind of bar with ping pong and
What did you think about that?
I thought it was kind of cool, and it looked cool because there wasn't a lot of people. I can't imagine that there's ever not a lot of people in a place like that.
Yeah, they probably rented it out or something.
Yeah, but that seemed like a cool first date. I mean, and you know, she likes to play games.
She's such a bro.
She's a boy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird that he keeps talking about how attractive she is because I think she's disgusting.
She's not, I wouldn't say she's pretty at all. She's ordinary. I don't think there's anything.
She looks like New York.
Yeah.
She looks like she doesn't wear deodorant.
She might be pretty for New York.
Yeah. So, well, Paige looks like New York.
Paige is Italian New York.
Oh, I see.
Hannah looks like Jew New York, which... that's a different look. She's got that
look. Yeah, she looks Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's not from there. Carl's not from there.
Amanda. She looks so New York.
She even has the nasal to go with it. At least Hannah doesn't.
Yeah. Kyle.
Stop.
Yeah. like Janice from Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like Janice.
Oh, my God.
Chandler Bing.
My bing-a-ling. So, they go on their date, and she won't let him kiss her.
That's so weird. Not even a kiss?
I thought she was a hoe.
Something. Maybe that's the plan. You got to keep them wanting.
I don't know. But Paige comes back. She's done with her weekend with Perry.
Yeah, she had her weekend with Perry. And
yeah.
You know, that's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
Yay. Paige is back.
Yeah.
And girls' night. First night out there on the weekend. It's girls' night, which is weird. Bring your PJs, your onesies, or whatever.
Yeah. But the most exciting part is that Carl finally broke it off with Lindsay.
Finally, yes.
He grew the cojones. Because
did he do it last week or this week?
He did it like in between.
Okay.
It was like the end of last week and the beginning of this week.
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing about Carl, well, the thing about Lindsay, she's just coming on too strong.
Lindsay's a barracuda.
Yeah.
Like, she'll eat him alive.
This is what the kids say. She has no chill.
No.
Like, there is no, it's like literally 0 to 100. It's like, you can't just, nothing's easy. Nothing's cash. Nothing's calm.
No.
She's freaking insane.
Yeah. And Carl is the totally opposite person she should have for that personality.
Exactly. She needs to be with like some CEO man that's like proper and business and.
Yeah. And says, okay, and puts her. Yeah. She needs somebody to put her in her place. Kyle cannot do that. Exactly. Carl.
Yeah. So he finally breaks up with
her. She might could be with Kyle.
Maybe. Except for I think she's too big for him. He's kind of little. So, yeah. So then Kyle and Amanda still have their problems. They should definitely not be working together.
And they should not be married.
Yikes.
They should not get married. If you have this many problems before you get married, you should not get married.
Yeah. So they finish their dinner.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I'm just stressed. I'm so stressed. And so,
and they got their lover boy drink or whatever at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And Costco.
Yeah.
That's and then they had all the cases lined up against the wall. No shame with the brand branding, you know, like
good for Kyle.
Yeah.
He's the lead of this show without a doubt.
Definitely.
I think him and Lindsay
and Carl
and Carl. Yeah. If they're not on this show, we're not watching it anymore.
No.
So yeah.
Thank God they got a cute person, though, Luke, to come on.
I know.
He drove up on his motorcycle.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty hot. Well, how about Jordan with Jules? Jordan, the little gay
one
from last time.
What is happening with him?
I thought he was gay. I thought he came out.
I thought so, too. And then, but she keeps saying in her confessionals how unsatisfied she is.
I know. And we can work on it. I'm like, because he's gay.
But that's so embarrassing. Why would he put himself in that again?
I don't know. I don't know. Anything
that's
for
weird.
Anything for money, I guess.
And she's desperate to have a storyline, I guess.
I know. Well, did you hear the whole thing about her family's like invented the chili pie or something? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think I did.
Her parents came from like Jordan.
Yeah.
Came to America. Her dad, like, her great-grandpa, like, opened a taco shop with chili, and now it's, like, a huge chain, like, a huge...
Yeah, yeah.
Invented, like, the chili pie, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's a storyline.
Hmm. They kind of just push that aside.
That's not the type of show we have here.
Yeah. No, it's got to be sex and cheating and drunk.
Yeah.
No real-life business or interest... Self-interest, life interest at all.
Yeah.
So the girls are having a girls' night out or a sleepover, whatever they're doing, and they all...
Practicing for Corona.
Did they pick names out of a hat at that, or am I confusing that with Britney's...
Truth or Dare.
Okay, yeah, Truth or Dare. And who would you not trust or not have... Who would you kick off? What was the question?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Who would you kick off?
Yeah. Amanda. Who would you not choose out of this group for whatever? And she said, sorry, no offense, Jules, but, you know, I don't trust you because I don't trust someone who is with someone who lies, which is Jordan.
And then she says,
and I'm like, hello, pot.
She says, well, no offense, but Kyle cheated on you. The way she said it was so
funny. I know.
Funny.
I thought it was like,
but Kyle cheated on you.
Thank goodness she came back with that.
I know.
But Amanda's response was, well, that was an act of dishonesty. He's not living a dishonest life.
AKA Jordan's in the closet?
Yeah. Like his whole life is a lie.
Oh, man.
Which, why is that Jules' problem?
Why is that Amanda's problem?
I mean, yeah. I mean, why not just say, Jules, you're the new girl. You're a copycat. You're trying to be Paige, and we don't want you.
Yeah, that would be
You are a misfit. Get out.
That would be way more believable.
I know. Instead of doing that.
Yeah,
you're a little misfit. She is.
You're a couple of misfits.
She needs to go with Hermie and Rudolph.
So, yeah. So, that's what happened. Did you watch Vanderpump?
Yes. Well, what happened on Vanderpump? They are stringing out this dang wedding.
They're at they're the night before the wedding with Jax and Brittany.
They had bachelor rehearsal. Now it's night before.
Yeah, they're in some castle and they're all going out to drink and Jax has to stay home with his dad. His dead dad.
Oh, yes. What did they think? Who's going to believe that crap?
Jax believes it.
Oh, my God. I can't go out tonight because I need some alone time with my dead dad.
I hope he beats
dad.
Him up. I hope he hits him. I hope he knocks him out. Knock him out. So, yeah. And then there's still the same drama with Kristen and Stassi and Katie. Katie is repulsive.
Oh. She's like
the meanest,
giant blob,
grossest, unappealing character on the show.
She is, and the more it goes, the more unappealing Schwartz is. He is like the biggest pussy ever.
I know.
I mean, even more than usual.
I know.
It's like they've just fallen into this, and then so the whole thing about they're not married.
Yeah.
How does that come up?
And why is that part of the story?
And they keep repeating it. Yeah. Do they want to get, you know, called by the IRS? Hey, you're filing your taxes married and you're not married?
I don't know.
Because they even brought that up. How do you file your taxes?
I don't know. What? I don't know. But they're mad at Kristen for still dating.
For having Carter come as her guest.
Yeah.
Why do they give a shit?
I don't know.
It's not like he's beating her, or is he? Do we not know?
No, but how about the conversation with Bo and Kristen, where Kristen was like upset that Bo,
because Kristen introduced Bo to Stassi. Bo was nobody's friend but Kristen's.
And now
because of Kristen, he's in the group and she's on the outs.
Oh, so she's grasping at straws.
That does make sense. Like, okay, I brought you into this, bitch, and now you're against me? That I get that.
Yeah, I don't like Kristen either, though.
Well, I don't either, but I feel sorry for her. Like,
and where's
Sheena? Ganging up on her.
Sheena's not even in the show anymore.
Was she at the wedding?
Yeah. Sitting by the pool. They don't talk to her.
Well, they don't talk to her unless she's trying to mess with Max.
Yeah.
And Danica.
Yeah, and I hate all those new people. I don't even want to talk about them.
Oh, they don't even match.
I don't even know.
They're not even relevant. They don't have they talk like this.
Yeah,
like, well,
like,
do you want to be exclusive? Well, does that mean we're a couple? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, they have no personality whatsoever.
And Raquel is making James go to AA.
And Lala's thrilled.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because she's the only person that's
ever
been
to AA.
Did
you see Rand show up?
Yes.
Ugh. It's like, and then when Lisa showed up, you swear it was freaking Jesus.
I know.
I mean.
And also that outfit that Lisa was wearing.
I mean, be for real.
Oh, I got this at Goodwill.
We put off my mother's funeral so I could come to Kentucky. And I said, Rand, can you give me a lift?
It's like, ugh. How does Rand have his money?
He's a Hollywood producer.
Oh. He pretended to be Turtle from Entourage. Who
that was just a rumor
has been proven he's not.
No, that was a rumor. I don't know if
that's one of my favorite shows of all time,
Entourage.
Yeah, so don't pretend to be Turtle if you're not Turtle.
No, the real Turtle, Mark Wahlberg's childhood friend, died in a car accident when he was 38 years old.
Okay,
so
who's Ari Gold? Is he a real life person?
Yeah, and
he's the best character on that show.
Yeah. There's a real person that's Ari. And I think his name might be Ari Gold. I'm not exactly sure. But all of them, it's all based on Mark Wahlberg's
I know.
Life.
But I just don't know. Did they like make that character from
no.
the actor? Like was he really like that is what I'm saying? Or is the actor
so.
Just portraying some
no,
kind of...
I think that was it. That's how it was.
I love that. Love that show. Anyway... yeah, so can we be done with Vanderpump?
Let's see. What else did we...
That's it. Let's talk about something else.
Thing with Kristen.
Let's talk about something else. So the Shaws. We're watching the Shaws.
Hopefully the wedding's next week.
We'll this will be the last season of the Shaws.
Is it for real?
I don't see how else they can go on.
I'm about done watching it.
First of all, they moved it to Friday night.
Yeah. The storyline is scripted and made up as heck.
Yeah. So they're all fighting about something that happened in 2018 right now.
Yes.
So
that was just presented like conveniently when the show started,
which is just a rumor that Mercedes MJ said something about Adam's relationship and Reza.
Yeah.
That's what the whole fight's about.
Yeah.
And somehow the loser Destiny is in the middle of it and the whole show.
Yeah. And every scene has Destiny in it. And therefore I will not be watching. She has nothing.
She wants to be Persian. I think she is.
I don't know. That's her claim to fame, is that she's Persian.
I think that's it.
I mean, they don't show her in a job. Now, I heard on a podcast that she's like a wedding party planner or something. Why not show that? That would be interesting.
Yeah, show... Like, Gigi, they're showing her pregnancy stuff. Yeah. Reza, they're showing his hair stuff.
MJ, in Sally's beauty supply.
MJ has her baby. Mike has his apartment and the girlfriend. What is Destiny doing besides being annoying and being in every scene?
And Nima. Destiny and Nima. They need to go away.
I know.
Nima with his false teeth.
He's not even... You're not even in this group.
I mean, he wants to start fights with Mike. Mike's going to mess him up. He better leave Mike alone.
True.
And still, where is Shervin?
Swervin' Shervin.
If Shervin doesn't come back, I'm for sure not watching. Because now I got to record it on Friday nights. Find another time to watch it.
Yeah. So...
There's a new show, though, that took its time slot on Sundays.
And is another cultural...
It's called Family Affair, and it's about Indian.
It's called Karma.
Oh, I thought it was Family Karma.
Yeah.
It's got family in it. Yeah.
Another cultural...
group.
Awareness.
Yeah. So we all get to learn about the Indian culture now, which I think is interesting because I have a lot of Indian neighbors. There's a lot of Indians in
this. Do you think that the stuff that they're fighting about is the stuff that you're... Your neighbors are fighting about? trying to arrange marriages?
Yes, they're all trying to get their 20-somethings to get married and get out of the house.
I know. Well, it's so funny because they're all their kids are so westernized.
Yeah,
trying to make them follow the culture of India.
Yeah.
And they're like in America trying to be American.
Yeah, like the cute guy, his name's Brian, doesn't even have an Indian name. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm pretty Western. You know, I always, you know, hung out with the cool kids at school. You know, I always, you know, I didn't try to be Indian. And he said, you know, I'm pretty. And the producer says, do you live at home? He goes, oh, shit.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not Indian.
And he live at home at 27.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
he's the cute one, though. He's so very cute.
Yeah. I don't know any of their names, but. There's a gay one who obviously is not following Indian culture by being gay.
Right. And then so he's I think he'll have a good storyline. Yeah.
And then there's one that's engaged who is probably gay.
He said, man, maybe I'm gay too.
He's been engaged for 2 years. And so he's still not married.
Then and her mother
is crazy.
Hates the whole Indian group that he's in. His parents, his friends' parents.
Yeah.
So
and
that
then there's the girl, I don't know any of their names, the girl that is the fashion designer who's not married because she's following a career.
Yeah, and she's funny. Yeah. She's not very cute, but she's funny. But
and then Brian.
Brian's cute. Brian had to take his BMW because his mom insisted to get it blessed by an Indian priest and do this ceremony. And he's like, man, I never had, this is cool. They blessing my car. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I like
it's interesting the culture. I like learning something new.
Yeah, and I like that they're all friends from their whole lives.
Yes, it's not like let's script and cast these people and throw them in a room.
But you know they do that on Below Deck and it's still good.
But that's because it's their work.
Yeah,
they're going to work together.
True, you don't know your work people.
It's like okay, let's just everybody y'all start taking trips as housewife friends.
Yeah, pretend like you're friends.
Yeah,
that's true.
So this is their work. Like they show up at work and it's like, let's film you working.
Yeah. And I hate you and you and you and you and you.
Yeah. And you're too bossy and you're too dumb and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. So yeah, all these people in Family Karma have been
friends.
And they're
in Miami, which is a different place. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I didn't know there was such a heavy Indian culture in Miami.
They're everywhere. They are a very floating under the belt culture. Nobody's, it's like they're not screaming minority like a lot of the other cultures.
Yeah.
So they're very quiet. They're to themselves. They stay to themselves.
Well, they all live in one house, according to the show.
Yeah, you have the mom, the kids, the mom, the dad, the grandparents, the maid's mom and dad.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. And then we're also watching, we have a couple more minutes left, the New Jersey reunion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm kind of over that. They brought the husbands out last night.
I think we should have Real House Husbands.
I think when they brought the husbands out, I really enjoyed the banter. Enjoyed their
Husbands were the only good part of the show, except for I did like when Teresa went to Italy. I thought that was all interesting.
Yeah, and I thought that was real.
Anything with Jennifer needs to not
be scripted.
On the show.
She cannot keep her mouth shut for more than a second because she wants to be so relevant.
I think she was hired by producers, speaking of producers, on this show as the antagonist to every single person. They said, okay, when you are on this show, you have to create a fight with every single
person.
Yeah,
because she's not friends with anyone.
No. She is not on this show to be... She is literally on the show to make fights. She's not on the show to be with them.
Right, right. And she's the perfect person. I mean, you know, you can tell that's how she is in her real life.
And she doesn't care, yeah.
Because I heard her on a podcast talking about the kids that bully her daughter.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something about this, kids. Like, she's going to fight the kids.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, I just don't like her at all.
Yeah. And I don't like that blonde girl either.
She adds nothing.
I want Melissa.
She's pretty blonde.
I want Margaret. I want Teresa. I want Dolores.
Even Danielle. Bring it on.
Yeah. That's it. I don't need those other people. Those other new people.
Yeah. I want some Jersey people.
Yeah.
I don't want people that are from Turkey.
Yeah.
That are not in the group.
Yeah. In the culture.
I want Dina and Carolyn Manzo back.
Yeah.
That was
I think
good.
Is that Dina, the blonde one?
Yeah.
She should be on there.
Yeah.
She's got a new face.
She looks good, but she can't take it. She's not tough like Teresa.
She's not dumb enough. Teresa's so dumb, she doesn't know that she needs to be upset.
Yeah. I kind of like that last night on the... I watched it last night. It was recorded from the week, but they kept showing clips of how dumb she is.
I know.
They've not done that too much before.
I know.
Like making fun of her because...
Well, and the blonde one... They said
Jackie.
Yeah. Andy said somebody wrote in and said, how do you feel like you can fight with Teresa when she's so
when you're so above her?
Yeah. And Teresa was like, what?
I don't think that's what. And what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I never feel like I have too many problems, you know, fighting my way or debating.
Yeah.
And Teresa says, whatever.
Yeah. So, and Teresa, I think it'll be exciting next season if Teresa gets a boyfriend.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want Frank in it. I like Joe Gorga.
I like all the guys. I like, even Margaret's husband. He's a cute little guy.
Yeah. So.
He loves Dolores. They kind of went too heavy on that last night.
Yeah.
They asked the girls, which husband would you take besides your own here? And Dolores picked Margaret's husband right off.
It's funny because he's like a little weasel.
He's probably the nicest.
Yeah.
Good to Margaret. He loved Margaret.
Teresa said she was looking for a nice Jewish guy.
Yeah.
She was tired of the macho Italian.
The meathead macho Italian. It's true. I can see that. I don't know if a Jewish guy is any different from New Jersey, but...
Yeah.
Well... Anyway, I don't know New Jersey people, so it should be fun.
What else? Is that it?
Yeah.
I think we watched all the shows.
We watched all the shows.
I'm looking forward to another week of quarantine.
What happens on Monday now?
Nothing.
There's nothing on TV?
No, we're in quarantine.
On The Bachelor?
What's
usually after The Bachelor?
Oh, I think it is the song show.
That should already be recorded.
Yeah, the singing show. I think that is what's playing.
I don't want him to skip a week. We need some more.
I know.
Love. What about the Love is Blind or...
Everybody says that's good. Maybe we should start watching it.
Maybe we should. We can substitute that in for Shaw's.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody said it's good. Like a lot of people.
That's the Netflix show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
they put them in individual rooms, and then they have to talk through the wall.
That's the one with Nick Lachey and Vanessa being like the host.
Yeah.
Huh. We'll have to try it.
Yeah.
Keep a watch.
That's all.
I think so.
Well, don't forget to follow me on Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
And we'll see you guys in the next podcast. If we're still in quarantine, maybe it'll be sooner than later.
Bye. Bye.